turns out you guys have been making fun of me for a very long time. And I'm the one who's on trend. You make fun of me for the crossword puzzle books. You make fun of me for the library. You make fun of me for my library books.
Basically being ancient.
All right, Matt.
I like you,
I'm
Matt,
gonna
today.
Have, I don't, Matt.
You can tally that
I
one.
I don't,
fine.
But that's fine. I am ahead of the times because the hot new trend, you're going to see it everywhere, hot new trend. Everyone, men and women, carrying something called the analog bag. And it's where you are carrying your bag, and instead of filling it with just your phone to stare at when you go places, you fill it with things that you can actually play and enjoy or do.
Crossword is so fun to pull out at a coffee shop in lieu of your phone. You need another thing to replace a bad habit. I have to have something else to grab, and knitting is really good for that. Polaroid flip and some extra film. Do I really want to take a picture? Usually it's like, I don't actually need this. 16,000 photos I have. Portable watercolor set, so fun.
Okay, she lost me at the portable watercolor set. Yeah, because I'm not going
to
do that.
How big is this bag?
It's a big bag. Think Mary Poppins. Good Lord.
And guys supposed to carry this?
Yes, because people want to spend less time on their phones. So what do you have to do? You have to carry around things that are going to occupy your time if you can't do it by yourself.
Because we can't be bored. We have to be engaged.
God forbid we sit with our own thoughts in the quiet for 5 minutes.
Well, our attention span is ridiculously low. But let me ask you, is it like a fanny pack?
No, I think it's any kind of bag that you want to carry, but if you're going to put like the newspaper in there or a magazine or, you know,
a watercolor kit,
it's got to be kind of large.
How about a briefcase for crying?
Sure.
I don't like it.
Of course you don't.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the idea of like, if I want to disconnect from my phone, but I need to be occupied, I've got to have something to occupy me.
Right. So what are you going
to
carry?
Why not like, I mean, for me, I actually started doing this because I've tried at night to do a digital detox.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Where at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, when we put my son to bed, my phone goes into the bedroom for the night and I don't bring it back out.
I like that.
It's so good.
But I'm finding like if we're watching something on TV and I'm not really into it, or if Hannah wants to watch, I want something else to do. I found my old, from when I was a teenager, Game Boy.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Same thing.
Well,
but no, I think it's different because I'm not connected to the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still just connected right here in the game. I don't know that it's worse.
Well, let me ask you something. You know, people say you're on your phone too much, this, that, and whatever. Katie's doing crossword puzzles. What's wrong with doing a crossword puzzle on your phone or compared to on a paper?
I think it's more of the temptation, right?
Yes.
So if I'm on my phone and yes, I'm doing a crossword puzzle, or I have like a putt-putt game on my phone, the temptation to hit two buttons and jump over to TikTok is
right there.
Yes.
Versus if I have the book, I can't just like flip a page and I'm on Facebook.
That makes sense.
And I also don't know what you're doing, you know? So if you're sitting with someone or, because at one point we actually had this conversation that my son got Madden for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And for some reason in my mind, I prefer for him to play Madden than to just watch YouTube shorts.
Well, they say that,
I don't know why.
Yeah, there's been studies that say a video game have actually stimulates the mind.
Mm-hmm. Which I was like totally against.
I think it's great for hand-eye coordination, critical thinking in certain situations. Like, I totally get that. Whereas I feel like YouTube Shorts is literally just mind-numbing.
Yes.
Scroll.
Yes.
Scroll. Scroll.
And it's
scroll.
They're hearing all sorts of information that is just like, it's for kids still, you know, but it's still just things that could be true, could not be true, could, you know, and I don't know. I haven't previewed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I had never thought that I would say that, but I would prefer for him to be playing Madden than I would to just mindlessly watch these shorts.
Which is so funny because back in the day when we didn't have phones and just video games, we'd be like, this is not good for them
100%.
To be playing the video games. But I will tell you this. It's funny because I sent Katie something that came up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw it, Katie. In the top corner of the reels, was like a porn.
Oh, yeah, he
good
did.
Lord.
Did you say
yes,
that?
I did see it because I zoomed in on it and sent it back to you. And you were like, that's odd.
I was like, what the hell is that?
Yes.
So I just for the record, I did suspend that one. And I suspended that one from one, sending another one to Katie.
Yep.
And two, because I didn't want to get tempted to push it.
That's fair. See, you know the temptation's right there.
It was in.
I was shocked.
It was like the top of the face.
It was a reel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That was awkward. It was an awkward exchange.
Sure.
But, you know, I didn't
let
it bother us.
I'm going to have to see HR on Monday.
Not after all the pictures she used to send us, the link to that guy. Yeah, that one
We're even.
Gosh.
Don't worry about it. Mm.